morning, everybody. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk in Din that it is required of everyone to recite 100 brachas every day. Most of the Rishonim assume that the derivation from the pasuk is only intended as an asmachta, and this is a takana de rabban. Some Rishonim disagree and they think, no, it's a real drasha. You have seen to it that you say 100 brachas every day. So in calculating the 100 brachas, so you have a long Shmona Esrei, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. The Shmona Esrei by us doesn't have 18 brachas, it has 19 brachas. So you multiply 19 times 3. Fine. Then you say Birchas HaShachar. So the Birchas HaShachar is either 14 or 15 brachas, depending on whether you say Hanosem V'Yav Kerach. Many people don't say the bracha Hanosem V'Yav Kerach. Then you say Birchas Kriyashma. Then you say Yishtabach. And you say Baruch Shama. Okay. But it still doesn't add up to 100. Then you bench a few times a day. Then you say Sha'akov. Then you say Barnefash. Still doesn't add up to 100 brachas. And on Shabbos, the Shmona Esrei doesn't have 18 brachas. On Shabbos, the Shmona Esrei, it's Amidah. It only has 7 brachas. The first week, the last week, 1 bracha in the middle. So what do you do to add up to 100 brachas? So the Beis Yosef quotes on Medrash, on the Pasuk in the end of Shir HaShirim, Hayashevus Baganim, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hayashevus Baganim, Chaver Makshiv Melechelech HaShmi'ini, that the practice used to be in the days of the Amoraim, who wrote this Medrash Rabbah, they would sit together, Chaverim would sit together in a gan, and eat fruits that fell off before Shabbos. If the fruits fell off on Shabbos, they're going to be mukta. If they fell off in a tree. But if they fell off on Erev Shabbos, they would sit and eat the fruits. And one person would say, Bar Pihoi. And everybody would say, Amen. The next person would say, Bar Pihoi. And everybody would say, Amen. Someone have a vegetable, berries, whatever. Things that are ho'adoma. So they would say, Bracha, and everybody would say, Amen. So whenever you answer Amen, the Gemara has an expression. Ramon quotes the Gemara, Kol ha'ena Amen. If you say Amen to someone else's bracha, you pay attention to the bracha from the beginning to the end, so it's considered as if you yourself had said the bracha. So even if you didn't get an aliyah on Shabbos, but if you pay attention to all the 7 aliyahs, and every aliyah, you say a bracha before and a bracha after, so 7 aliyahs, that's 14 bracha. 7 times 2 is 14. Pay attention to the maftan, haftairah, they have a whole bunch of additional brachas. You pay attention to the chazaras al-shatz, on a weekday, so you have another 19 brachas for Shachris, another 19 brachas for Mincha. And if you pay attention to the Birchas HaShachar, if you come to shul early, on time, early, and you pay attention to the Chazan saying the 15 Birchas HaShachar, and you say Amen, so it's considered as if you have another 15 brachas. So there was a practice years ago, there was a practice in Salonika that and now by the Hasidim, they still have that practice. Someone gets up and he says all the 15 brachas hashach, and everybody says Amen. So they have 15 brachas. Then the next guy gets up and he says all the brachas hashach, and everybody says Amen. You have another 15 brachas. Then the third guy gets up and he says all the 15 brachas hashach. So you have 100 brachas before he even starts saying karbonis. You have 100, you have mea brachas because he said your own 15 brachas. Then he said Amen to another 150 brachas. So one of the Gedolim in Salonika writes that this is questionable. If I say Amen to someone else's 15 brachas, and you say, Kol ha'ina ami, kilo ha'zi bracha mipivdami, so it's considered as if I was yotzei the 15 brachas. So what am I saying again, the 15 brachas? It'll be a bracha levatola. So that's problematic. Unless you have explicitly in mind not to be yotzei with the 15 brachas. You just want to be yotzei the mea brachas. But you don't want to be yotzei those brachas themselves. That's a tricky kavana. So what you have to do is, if you're not the Shliach Tzibur, come to shul a few minutes early. Not only should you come on time, come to shul a few minutes early. Say all the 15 Birchas HaShachar, and then listen to the Chazan say the 15 Birchas HaShachar. And then it's considered as if you were Yotzei, another 15 Brachas. And then when the Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei, don't talk in the middle. Don't catch up on Psukah Zimra or something else. Don't be Mavi Zedra. Pay attention to the Chazaras HaShachar. You have to pay attention anyway to the Chazaras HaShachar. Explained last week, there's a din of tefilas hayachid and there's a din of tefilas hatzibur, like the korban yachid and the korban tzibur. You have to pay attention to the chazaras hashach, and if you pay attention, that is considered as if you said another 19 brachas, and everything adds up to the mea brachas. Have a nice day.